Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Yeah, you're on. Just don't have the headphone turned up.
Welcome, folks. MAC Baseball, Port Recovery Indians, Sander Redskins, on a balmy Thursday afternoon here in Sander. High's about 80. No wind, as you can hear. They're doing the starting lineup. Port Recovery comes in with a 4-7 record. Copy 2-1 in the MAC. Sander comes in. They are 0-3 in the MAC. And I think they're 3-7 overall. So the Indians... We got the national anthem. We're going to come right back with first pitch right after this.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
This is Joanne Glenster from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, we're back here at St. Henry Athletic Field. Memory of Pete Stallman. Pete Stallman. The Wally Post Athletic Complex is one of the all-time greats in St. Henry history. Absolutely. I'm joined here by my partner, Dave Kalp. Kalpy, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I could use a little backstop back here behind me.
Knock well, we got this down. Thing here.
The heater?
Yeah. It keeps blowing out.
Oh, can't get her, keep her lit?
No. Nope. What if we block it?
Major bums.
With what?
Me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that should work.
If there's anybody that's going to be a good blocker, it's my old buddy, the Hall of Famer, Bobby.
Hey, we got two teams, Calvary, looking for a W.
Well, obviously, St. Henry's hungry. They're over here in the MAC. And the Indians got to keep on track here. If they've got a shot to get something done here in the MAC, they've got to go ahead and get this victory here tonight. And they're going to face a... Art throwing Yolenek out there that we've heard quite a bit about, Bobby, and I'm anxious to watch him throw.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of this kid throwing strikes. I think he's had some control issues, and I think Jerry's okay. telling his boys, make sure they throw strikes, be ready to go. And this kid leading off for us has been solid all year.
Absolutely. The Indians going to go Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, and Riley Will, first three batters here for the Tribe. Like normal, and we'll see once here what Ryan does. Ryan's a first-pitch hitter, and maybe he'll wait and see if he gets a strike. We'll see once what happens. We're ready for first pitch. Our shortstop, our senior, number 13, Ryan Post, steps in there. First pitch comes in there at the knees for a strike. Whose boy would this Yolenek be, Bobby? Do you know? Next pick's fastball right at the knee, same pitch. No balls, two strikes. He brings some heat.
Yeah, those are doing. I would say the hardest batter we've faced this year.
Yeah, I think so. And Ryan's going to go down swinging on strike number three. Three pitches, and Ryan goes back to the batter's box. No batter. So one up, one down, and we'll go to Kobe Wendell, center fielder here tonight for the Indians. Riley Will on deck. Riley be behind the plate, catching for Daniel Patch. That one's in the dirt, ball one. Pretty stiff breeze blowing straight out to left field. There's a pitch that catches the outside edge for a strike. One ball, one strike now.
My guess is pretty good size strike zone tonight.
Yeah, could be. That one's down and low, outside a little bit. Two balls and a strike. If you were umping, you'd have a big strike zone.
Oh, yeah. Like if the catcher catches it?
Right.
Yep.
Unless it goes over his head, behind him. It's a strike. Hard fastball is going to get past the catcher. Three balls and a strike now to Kobe Wendell. Riley Will on deck. Oh, I thought for a second I had gloves. Well, look what I got.
Nice.
A mask.
The Indians have switched the lineup around here a little bit. I see Riley Will.
Copy.
Riley Will is on batting third. And
Kobe thought he took ball four and took off running down to first, and the umpire said, not so fast, my friend.
Well, that's an automatic strikeout then. If it's close, you better be swinging. Umpires don't like that.
Yeah, I didn't really see it. I was too busy putting on these mittens.
Yep.
There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Spencey either has the smallest hands.
Mm-hmm. You know he's got hand lice.
There's no such thing, is there?
Yeah.
Hand lice.
Yeah, hand lice.
I got
him. He's got more gloves. We're in the Rockies.
That's a hard hit ball, and that's going to go out for fall in front of the left fielder for a base hit. Good piece of hitting by our center fielder and number two batter, Kobe Wendell. So hit number one goes to Kobe. And the first base runner of the game is down in first base. And now number zero, another senior, Riley Will, comes to the plate.
That's a good job by Kobe. Stuck with it. Fastball. Did in the left field. Hard hit. Base hit.
First pitch strike to Riley. Tell you what. Takes a little bit to get these gloves on, but once you get them going,
not bad.
I can rock them now, baby. I can write. Come on, Riley Will. Pitch hits the back of the plate. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, one out here. Top of the first inning. Runner at first.
This game on WCSM?
Yes.
I thought I seen Pudge up there.
Yep. Yeah, they're up. They do games.
Reaches out for
when they have to have a phone line. So
it'll be strikeout number two in the inning for Yolenek. That's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Two down here, top of the first. Kobe at first. Kendrick Wendell at the plate. Bridger Deuce on deck. Swings at the first pitch fastball and pops it up out of play. Indians looking to do a little damage here in the top of the first inning. That one's outside for a ball. young man definitely gets some energy behind that ball. Big Al, how fast he throwing that, you think? Low 90s, Big Al says. High cheese. Kendrick chased it. One ball, two strikes, two outs now. One hit in the books.
Big track meet going on. Indians are over there.
See some purple. Quick throw over to first. He'll be back in time. Gets a piece of that one. Fouls her back.
How come we out of balls already?
Oh, here comes the old...
two foul balls. Where's the balls at?
Two foul balls. We're out of balls, and we're throwing one in out of the dugout from St. Henry. This thing's... Oh, man.
This ball's got more Vaseline on it.
Watch this thing spin. Curveball, strike out. Down goes Kendrick. Three strikeouts in the inning for Uhlenegg. Indians get a hit, nothing to show for it, and we'll go to the bottom of the first. Still scoreless here in St. Henry.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Big number 66, Daniel Patch, on the mound for the Indians tonight. He's going to face the first three batters for the St. Henry Redskins, Tyler Dehan, maybe? Shane Frank and Ryan Uhlenegg, first three hitters. You know those cars that Big Fee's advertising you got on there?
Yeah.
I think he sold them before Christmas.
Yeah. Fee needs to update.
He recorded these at the very end of March. So if he sold them, he's, I don't know. He didn't sell them at Christmas. Or maybe he looked at his old sheet.
I have no idea. First pitch taken high from Daniel Patch. Ball one. People will be driving over there tonight. Where is that, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, sold that back in... that one's in the dirt. Ball two. How about the Reds?
Don't stop.
Keep announcing. Okay, keep going.
Jesus.
Sore subject. Swing and a miss right there by Dehan. Two balls in the strike.
Runs in the same inning.
We had six home runs today.
Had six.
Six home runs.
Wow. Got beat 14-8.
There's one right down the pipe for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. The only team worse than the Reds is Cubs.
Yankees, Cubs. We're all right.
Big Al sitting next to me.
I know. We got to fire this thing up. If it's going to sit here, ain't no sense in staring at it.
Do what you got to do. Just don't light my coat on fire.
I have no idea.
I'll try it.
Three balls, two strikes. It's a piece of that one hangs in there. Diamondbacks now have eight wins, four of them against our own Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, if you just lay there.
High T swinging a miss, gets away from the catcher. Runner's going to head down to first. Here comes the throw from Riley, and he's going to be there. So the curveball gets away from Riley Will on a strikeout, and the base runner hustles down to first and reaches.
I mean, his blew up.
Spencey back here working on our little heater.
I heard your tent took a header at the Delphus. That's still up there?
No. Poor Spencey. That was a tough night in the wind, too. Man, oh, man, this wind. Ooh. Quick throw over to first. Looked pretty close over there. He's called safe. So Shane Frank now at the plate. Oh, that one, I don't know what happened there, but Daniel Patch was going to throw it over to first. And
look at this.
And now, oh my goodness. So an errant throw from Patchy over to Kendrick Wendell at first, and the ball gets
I was
away.
Like a dog.
Was that me?
Me, I guess.
Somebody's fuzzy coming off our microphone. Pardon the wind, folks, but it's coming right at us, whipping around our heads.
Here we go.
Now, the Redskins 90 feet away from the game's first run. Needless to say, the ball gets away from Kendrick, and the runner doesn't stop till he gets to third. There's a strike right there. Oh, my phone's ringing.
I'm a mess. No way you can answer with the lights on.
I can't get it.
Hand lights. Can't turn it off.
I don't know what to do. Let her ring.
Play stopped.
Here comes.
That could have killed somebody.
That went right in the dugout, didn't it?
That hit Fee right in the head.
Rattled around in there.
No damage done.
Dented the ball.
No doubt. No balls, two strikes.
You sound loud. Sounds like you're playing all the way over the stadium. Sounds good.
I sound loud? There's a ground ball over to Ryan Postet. Shortstop, he comes up, fires over to Kendrick. They keep the runner at third.
Nice job,
Ryan
Postet.
There by the defense.
All right. Let's get this guy out
number one. And now we're going to face Ryan Ulinick.
The pitcher. Number five.
Hey,
go ahead.
Infield again playing at the edge of the grass here. Going to try to keep that runner at third. There's a rocket. It's going to get past Ryan Post. And that's going to be a base hit, so that's going to score a run.
First pitch hitting?
Yep.
Fastball? Base hit. 1-0 Redskins.
Close play down there at short. Ryan had a chance at it. Took a dive to his right or his left and just passed him. So base hit by Ulinick scores a run.
Well, you strike a guy out, pass ball. You throw one out to first base and throw it against the fence.
Yep, there's a bunt. Goes all the way over the backstop and out of play.
Then you got to put your infield in, and they hit a ground ball that normally, if Ryan's playing back, that's an easy out.
Yep.
1-0 Redskins.
Runner at first, Grant Kunkler, your batter, Evan Buescher on deck. Shows another bunt, bunts a foul over into the Redskin dugout. Who's new coach for the Redskins?
Mike Gast.
Mike Gast, that's right, I knew that. Heard that in the past, just forgot. 1-0 Redskins, bottom of the first inning. One out here. Two-strike count to Kunkler. That one he lays off of. Looks a little high there.
This St. Henry team started out their MAC game at Marion Local. They got beat 5-1. Then they lost to Bremen 4-3. Coldwater put it to them at a 13-2 game and then lost at Versailles 9-5. So they're on 4 in the league and looking for that first W against
Absolutely.
The Indians.
They're hungry here tonight. And Indians just going to have to play good baseball and come out here with a victory somehow. You know, did I read that right last week? Did Delphus go to Versailles and beat Versailles?
I don't think Versailles lost the league
It's
game.
On that orange sheet somewhere.
Is that right? Yeah. Delphus beat somebody. There's a ground ball over towards Posty at second. Posty comes up, fires to Kendrick Wendell, and gets an out. So he'll go down 4-3 in their book. Minster, that's who it was. A
couple weeks ago.
Delphus went to Minster and beat them. There we go. So two away now. Uhlenbeck heads over to second base. And now with two outs, Evan Buescher steps to the plate.
Number three, Evan Buescher.
Buescher plays third here for the Redskins. Oh, Badgie.
That'll rock.
That is a ripped out towards Kobe in center field and right at him. Had him played perfectly. So a line out to center field ends the inning. But in the inning, little damage done. They pick up one run on one hit. One in the books, 1-0. Redskins.
For St. Henry, the bottom half of the first.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage.
Look at that.
Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
All right, welcome back to Fort Recovery Radio and Indian Baseball here with Dave Kalpin, Bob Stogler, and Neil Spencer. We're getting into the top of the second inning. 1-0 Redskins so far. They picked up a run on the bottom of the first, and the Indians going to go Brock Deuce, Landon Post, and Dylan Evers. First three batters here for Jerry Kalp's Indians. Swing and a miss by Ducey. 1-2 on the leadoff man here for the Indians. Absolute smoke right down the heart of the plate for strikeout number 4 for Ryan Uhlenbeck. 4 outs, 4 strikeouts.
Not bad.
He's got a ways to go to reach Mr. Patch last Thursday night at Knoxville. He was on a roll, Bobby. He struck out 17 of the 18 outs. That one's in the dirt, ball 1 to Landon Post. Number 28, Dylan Evers on deck for the Indians. Just got to get the old bats rolling. We've been silent with the bats here lately. Played a couple tough games over the weekend. That doubleheader against South Adams. We faced that lefty. Where did somebody tell me he's going? TCU? Is that right? I
heard that.
TCU, I think?
Texas Christian.
I think Big Al might.
You talking about Shawnee?
No,
the Besser kid from
Besser.
The kid from Shawnee, he's going to TCU, right, Big Al?
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That one's outside for a ball.
With
there's also a strike down to Landon.
Somebody from Adams Central has at least a decent
that
big side, big
South
time,
Adams.
A medium time.
South Adams,
South Adams, yeah.
I think it was his brother a couple years ago that was big time.
Uhlenbeck stands on the mound, finds himself in a hole 3-1. Here comes the pitch. That's low, ball 4. So the first base on ball goes to the Landon Post of the ball game. Indians now with a runner at first. And number 28, Dylan Evers steps in there.
Dylan Evers.
Dylan Evers. It's fun.
Yeah.
There's a ground ball. Goes to the second baseman. Yeah, easy great. Double play. Quick throw over to first. Gets away from the first baseman. So Dylan gets lucky there. Hits into a fielder's choice.
Yeah, thanks.
Landon gets thrown out. That's second.
It is? Okay.
For out number two, and Dylan is on first base with a fielder's choice. It's going to bring number 66, our pitcher Daniel Patch, to the plate.
He's a pitcher. Number 66.
Yeah. I'll give you a buzz here.
Right, first pitch low to Daniel. Indians got lucky there in that double play. It could have been one if the first baseman comes up with it. That one's inside for a ball. Come on, Indians. Coach V on top of that one down there screaming back to Dylan. Two balls, no strikes. Troy Holman on deck. That pitch is on the outside edge for a strike. When this game wraps up, I'm going to Mariachi's.
Mariachi's?
Mariachi's in Coldwater for some chips.
Not too bad.
Sounds great to me. That pitch is up. A little high, but calling for a strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Got to swing the bat here. Patsy, come on, babe. High cheese.
Jesus,
Dylan lays off.
Throws hard.
Yeah, that baby popped the old mitt.
How fast he throw out?
Low 90s, he said.
Low 90s? Where's he going to school at?
Three balls, two strikes. Runners are going to take off on this pitch. There he goes. Swing and a miss. All right, got a piece of it. It's kind of a weird foul ball there. Three, two again. Here comes the pitch. That's low, and it gets away from the catcher. It's going to go to the screen, and everybody's just going to move up a base.
Come on, Troy. Come on, kid.
So Dylan over to second. Patchy reaches first on a base on balls. And that's going to bring our young freshman, our right fielder, number 11, Troy Holman, to the plate. Troy got a couple of RBIs last week at Knoxville. I'd like to see him poke one out there right now. Tie this baby up. That pitch is taken right at the knees for a strike.
Hey, leave that down there. Just go left.
Let's go, Troy.
Hey, now you go.
Come on here, 1-1. Let's roll the top here. Let's go. That pitch is a strike right at the knees also. Now you got to protect number 11. Come on, Troy. Runners at first and second. Top of the second inning, 1-0 ball game in favor of the Redskins. That one's in the dirt. Going to get away from the catcher. Everybody's going to move up. So now, the tying run at third. Go ahead, run at second. One ball, two strikes to Troy. Just put her in play. You never know here. Ryan Post on deck.
Come on, kid.
Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball again. So Troy goes down swinging. Strikeout number 5 in the books. The Indians pick up a couple of runners. Nothing to show for. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Indians trail by 1-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy.
When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalb Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, back we go. Bottom of the second inning. Patchy back out here on the mound. Going to face 6-7-8, Bryce Brookhart, Clayton Everman, and Caden Sweeterman. Brookhart to DH for somebody, and I'm not sure who.
Well, you see these second generation. Here's Neil Smits. Neil Smits was one of the all-time greats here in Center.
I was looking over there at their MAC champs. I would say he was probably in that 98-99 era.
Yep, no doubt. Because his boy's playing Nolan, so 25 years later, here we are, folks. Yeah.
First pitch in there from Patchy's a strike, taken at the waist. Big Neil, good guy. He's
Big Al eating a big slice of pizza. Thanks, bub. No problem. We're good.
Man, I bet it's warm, too.
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Baby's about 180 degrees. Just
swinging it high. Cheese misses that one. One ball, two strikes now.
What do we got? Butterscotches.
And cinnamons. Those cinnamons, though.
Yeah, stick those in your eyeballs.
That one's a little low. Tough one to take right there. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Bottom of the second inning.
Went over to the Elks today and played three games of euchre. Lost $35.
Dang.
Pretty good. His game was a little weak today.
Gets a piece of that and fouls it back. Yeah, I got to sign up for the old shamble on Sunday.
What's the temperature here right now? 45?
No, no, no. Spencey, any guesses? That's nothing compared to last week at Knoxville.
The feels like temperatures.
There's a ground ball going over to Brock Deuce. Brock comes in, fires over to Kendrick, and that's going to be out number one. Now we got one out, and Clayton Everman's coming to the plate.
Number 19, Clayton Everman.
41. It was warmer than that against New Knoxville.
Not a chance. Swing and a miss. But my eyelids froze down.
It was colder than that at New Knoxville, and the wind was blowing in our face.
I missed four pitches because my eyelids was froze.
Major shrinkage.
Missed a complete walk. So how'd he get to first? So he walked.
And I'm having my gloves off from time to time here today, and they're not real cold.
Huh?
My fingers aren't real cold, even with the gloves off every once in a while. Compared to last week, my hands are frozen.
You should have seen it.
It was awful. It was just awful. This isn't great, but it was.
There's a curveball comes in a little short.
This isn't great, but it's not bad.
This compared to last week.
Compared to last week. Tuesday night, we're going to be heated up again. Yeah. There's a curveball he waits on, gets a piece of it.
That's a good pitch, Patchy.
Yeah. Can't be too many people signed up for the old golf tournament on Sunday, is
it? He said 48 so far.
No kidding. Yeah. Fastball comes in, freezes him, and he goes down looking. Strikeout number two for Daniel Patch. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the first inning. It's going to bring Caden Sweeterman.
Windscreen.
Windscreens are
keep falling off.
Yeah.
It's too windy. That one's popped up and out of play over our heads. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the second inning. Caden Sweeterman, the right fielder at the plate. Indians lead 1-0.
No, they don't.
Nope.
I mean,
Redskins.
No, they're Indians too, but yeah. They're Redskins. I'm sorry. Fire me. I'll go sit in the truck.
How fast Patchy throw? Low 80s?
Al can't hear. He's got his hood up.
How fast does Patchy throw?
That one's high and over.
Low 80s? That's what I figure.
Should be 2 balls, 2 strikes, I think.
1-2.
1 ball, 2 strikes, like I said.
You have no idea. Eyelids are fresh shut.
No, they're good shape. Comes a 1-2 curveball.
Somebody's hitting one out today. You going to bet?
Yeah, it could be a tater today.
I think.
Yeah, big fly. I agree.
Oh, this is a good pitching matchup.
Could be the guy kneeling down behind the plate right now. Riley Will, swing and a miss. Got him. Three up, three down. Daniel does a nice job. Gets them here in order, and we'll go to the top of the third. Indians down by 1.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Check out their steak prices. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.99 a pound. And T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound. Bulk or patties, all no limit. Eckridge hot dogs are 2 for $3. And packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And don't forget the charcoal and wood chips. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies. Chips, soft drinks, beer, and wine. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packages.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the third inning. Ryan Post going to lead us off. We roll back to the top. Ryan takes the first cut, gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen.
Cowboy, we got one of our all-time favorites, one of our all-time greats in Fort Recovery. Matt Judy is fighting some health issues.
Really?
Matt needs your prayers, folks.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's...
I haven't seen the big guy for a while.
Yeah, he's in intensive care. Ball Memorial.
Is that right?
Yep. So prayer chains out for Big Matt. So if you guys are out there listening, give Matt a big shout out before you go to bed tonight.
Didn't know anything about it. That one's popped straight up. Couldn't get out of the play.
Hit the light pole.
And comes down on top of the old shelter house. Right in the spouting. Nope.
He's out. Third baseman, I got her.
Third baseman comes over, makes the play. Coach Kalp says, I don't think so. Get yourself back out to that third base spot. How many of us used to throw that ball on the roof and catch him coming off that roof and get the outs?
Dad would get so mad at us.
Yeah. That was my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. All right, Posty, hang in there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Our leadoff, man. That pitch is hot. Oh, he rings him up. It's above the waist. Ryan's going to go down looking on that one. Out number one. And that's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. Kobe one for one in this ball game. Lined one out to left center last time up. That one's outside. No, called for a strike. Swing and a miss right there. All right. Fastball. Get ready for another one, Kobe. Nope, threw the breaking ball. Comes in there. No call as a ball. Here comes a 1-2. Fastball. He gets a piece of it. Takes it out towards right field. Right fielder goes out for step, then comes back in and makes a play. So a fly out to the right fielder for out number two. And that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. Kendrick Wendell on deck. First pitch in there a little high. Yeah, he could, if somebody could turn on one and get it elevated, tie this up real quick. That one's high and inside. Come on, Riley.
Come on, Riley.
Same pitch, high and inside. No balls, three balls, no strikes. Kendrick on deck here. For the Indians, they trail 1-0. The St. Henry. Ball four. Four straight pitches. Four straight balls.
Come on, Kendrick.
So it's the third walk given up by Yolenik. And I can see Jerry trying to do a little stealing here. I don't know. Bobby, what do you think?
Yeah, try to get something going here. Get him in scoring position.
Get him in scoring position. Quick throw over.
I think Coach Gast is probably thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Riley, pretty quick little base runner. Another throw over to first. He's back in time. Little heckling going on from our dugout. Kendrick waiting to see his first pitch. Here it comes. Swings at it. He's going to come back and hit the umpire right in the old face mask, I believe. He's going to walk out.
Walker off.
Yeah.
Probably didn't feel too good.
I think it went right off the bat, right off the top of the helmet of the catcher and right in the face mask of the umpire. So Kendrick in a little hole here. The ball's in a strike. Brock Deuce on deck. Runner at first. Riley Will. And kisses the pitch he's going to take off on. And he does not. That one's low for a ball. Redskins picked up a run in the bottom of the first on no hits.
Again, one hit.
Did they have a hit in the first inning? Yeah, they had a hit. There goes the runner. Throws down to second. Going to get past, get out to center field, and Riley's going to stay at second base.
Base hit scores him.
Base hit scores him. One ball, two strikes. So pick number 20, Kendrick Wendell. Timeout called by the catcher. He's coming over there.
Some glove issues.
Yep.
Getting a new mitt, isn't he?
Yep.
Maybe it's one he can't catch a pitch with, and we can get him over to third.
Ball. Here comes a Phil Negro. Here comes a 1-2. Swinging a miss. Got him on the curveball. Kendrick goes down swinging. Second strike out in the inning. So the Indians get a base runner, nothing to show for it, and we'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians still down 1-0.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor.
run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 ball game. Each team with a hit. Is that Bobby's?
No, I have his off. I have mine on. I don't have the windscreen.
All right, we're going to go 9-1-2. Seth Heitkamp, Tyler Dehan. There's a ground ball up the middle. Looks like Ryan's going to come over, field it, fire over to Kendrick Wendell. One up, one down. And now we'll go to the top of the order and Tyler Dehan. Tyler struck out his first time up, and the ball got away from Riley, went back to the fence, and he ended up getting the first, and then we tried to pick him off first. Ball got away, ended up at third, and then he came home on a base hit by Ryan Ulanek for the game's only run. That one's ripped over to Landon Post. Landon comes up with it. I think he might have caught it on the fly. He might have got it on the short hop. I don't know, but he threw it to Kendrick, got the out. So that'll go down 4-3 in the book. Two up, two down on two pitches.
You're back. Number 12, Shane.
So Shane Frank's going to come to the plate. Shortstop here for the Redskins. Grounded out to the second baseman last time up. Takes the first pitch fastball at the knees for a strike. Pitch number 2 foul, back out of play. Engineers working on the commercials trying to figure out what happened. Ain't you, Spencey? That was high for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs here. Bottom of the third inning. 1-0 ball game. Redskins on top. They scored a run in the first. Indians looking to put a kink in the old scoreboard here next inning. That one swung on and hit out towards right center. Kobe coming over, and he's going to make an outstanding catch. He goes down on the ground, comes up with it in his glove. And that's 3 up, 3 down for the Redskins in this inning. So nice job by Daniel Patch. And we'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Indians still looking for their first run.
Three complete. St. Henry Redskins 1, Fort Recovery Indians 0.
Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. Top of the fourth inning. Indians need to get a couple runs here and get back on top in this ball game. They're going to go Brock Deuce, Landon Post, first two batters here for the Indians. They trail 1-0. They've definitely had runners on base every inning. We've stranded 4 so far. First pitch in there to Bruiser is down low for a ball.
Let's go, Brock.
Sitting here with the old wind at my back. Kind of chilly. What do you think, Spencey?
Yeah, it's chilly.
There's a ground ball. Looks like it's going to get over to the second baseman. He comes up with a clean, fires over to the first baseman, out number one. Indians got to get the old bats going. We've been struggling at the plate. Number 3, Landon Post, coming to home plate for his second at bat.
Yeah, the last few games we've had chances. We've had runners on, and we can't get them in the last few games, and we need to get that timely hitting.
We'll get her. That one's outside for a ball. Landon walked his last time up.
Did he get the third base?
Nope.
He got the second.
There's a rocket hit over towards the shortstop. Shortstop's going to backhand it, have a hard throw over to first. He makes it in time for out number 2.
Let's go, Dylan.
So we're timing him up a little bit, the hard throwing Yule Neck boy. 2 up, 2 down. And that's going to bring Dylan Evers to the plate. Dylan reached on a fielder's choice last time up. He hit the ball hard to the second baseman. Third baseman playing in. That one's taken for a strike. I think old Bobby's right. The strike zone's getting taller.
Yep.
That one taking it to the knees for a strike. 2 pitches, 2 strikes. Dylan's got to protect now. That's a curveball. Good in the dirt. Ball 1. Daniel Patch on deck for the Indians.
Let's get some little two-out bingo.
Two-out bingo. Fastball low and outside.
Figured I'd bring that up just in case your son's listening.
Yeah, remember that? Harrison, little two-out bingo. You know what that is? No.
Nope. Harrison, nope.
Man of many words. Ends of dirt. Ball 3. He did enjoy that night, though.
Good.
Yeah, he liked it.
I wasn't real sure if he was obligated or enjoying himself.
No, well,
he smiled.
He wanted to come to the game, and I said, heck, you might as well sit with me. So,
yep.
Worked out good. Here comes a payoff pitch to Dylan. That's a ground ball, fly ball out to the Lord's right field. Right fielder comes in, and he makes the play. So 3 up, 3 down for Yulenek. The Indians, nothing to show for it here in the top of the fourth. And we're halfway through this ball game, and we're going to go to the bottom of the fourth. The Indians still need a run to catch up here with the Redskins.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Patchy back out on the mound. He's retired eight straight since the run was scored in the first inning. And he's going to go against 3-4-5, Ulenake, Kunkler, and Buescher. Three classic St. Henry names right
here. Yes, it sure is.
Three regulars.
Leading off for the Redskins in the bottom half of the fourth. The pitcher, number 5, Ryan.
Ulenake, the only Redskin so far with a hit. He drove in Tyler Dehan in the first for the game's only run. So he steps back in. He's going to see a fastball right at his knees for strike one. Let's get through this inning right here, 3, 4, and 5, and let's get some runs going. Patsy sets and fires. Curveball comes across.
Nice
him.
Pitch.
Freezes him for strike two. That's the curveball we want to see old Patsy throw there.
Yep.
Not the one in the dirt. Fastball right there. Right, blew it right past him. So Ulenake goes down. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. He goes down swinging for out number one. That's 9 straight for Patchy. Strikeout number 4 in the books. That's going to bring Grant Kunkler to the plate. First baseman. Swings it. One at his waist. Misses. Comes up empty. Bunch of goose eggs out there on the old scoreboard. Only one little line, and that was in the bottom of the first inning. Indians need to...
And that shouldn't have happened.
Needs to break that goose egg strand here, too. That one's high and outside.
Struck him out, and he went to first and moved around, and base hit got him in.
Here comes the 1-1. Curveball, strike two.
That was another pretty pitch. That
yeah,
curveball's working when he throws it in the right place at the right time.
I think he's not going to go throw that fastball here. I think he'll throw another curveball. No, he went fastball, and he struck him out.
Nice.
So back-to-back strikeouts for Apache. Two up, two down. Strikeout number 5 now for Daniel Patch, and he's now at 10 straight retired. This is going to bring Evan Buescher, the third baseman, to the plate. That one's high and over Riley's head.
And the umpire's head. Hits the backstop.
A little elevated.
Yeah, a little bit.
Buescher lined out to the center fielder last time up. That one's on the outside edge for a strike. One ball, one strike now. Comes a 1-1. A little bit high. One ball, or two balls, one strike. 2 days ago, we had about 3 inches of snow on the old field.
5.
What, 5? Bobby says 5. I had 3. Swing and a miss.
I stole it.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pudgy Brunswick would say, deuces wild. Here comes a 2-2 and freezes him on a fastball for 3 strikeouts in the inning. Nice job by Daniel Patch. So we got 4 in the books, folks. Fort Recovery still trails St. Henry 1-0.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, here we go. Top of the fifth inning. Going to be Brian Patch, Troy Homan, and we roll the top to Ryan Post. And this is one of those innings.
Brian Patch have eligibility left?
What did I say, Daniel?
Brian. I said Brian.
Oh. Brian's out there. Looks like it. Big, tall duber.
Shout out to the Etzler family listening out there in the parking lot. Roamers? They said they got a pretty good view out there. So.
Do they?
Yeah.
Can I just talk baseball and you quit making fun of me?
Yeah.
Sick of it. He's eating popcorn. He's gone for two innings. Comes
I was
back.
Watching a little track.
Oh, he's watching track. Two balls, two strikes, and he rings him up looking. You got out, dude. You're good. Daniel putting the old bat on his shoulders. He's going to get the old bat out there and give her a rip there. One up, one down, and we'll go to Troy Homan. We got to get him on, get him over, and get him in here, folks. We need a run to tie this thing up. Troy struck out swinging his first time up. Fastball right at the old knee, strike one.
Go, Troy.
Swing and a miss right there. Troy finds himself in a hole now. No balls, two strikes. Number 13, Ryan Post on deck. Chases high cheese, gets a piece of it, fouls it over to the track.
That stung.
Yeah, that could have been a stinger.
Yeah.
And I think it hit one of the runners in the noggin. Can't really see from here, but...
That'd be our luck. Yeah. Probably hitting a leading runner from Fort Recovery.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Troy takes him out. Here comes the... That one's high for a ball.
Troy.
One ball, two strikes. Yelenek still throwing her hard. Indians with one run. They've stranded four so far. They've struck out seven times. Make that eight. Troy goes down swinging.
We're going to catch up with him sometime soon here.
Well, we've been hit. I mean, this is the first time this inning here. He struck out two in the third, and then last inning we hit him. Everybody hit him, and now we're striking out here again. He's back in the groove, so Ryan steps back in there. Ryan 0 for 2, two strikeouts so far in this ballgame. Finds himself down 0-1. Come on, 1-3. That one, he pops up. Shortstop going over. He's going to make the play behind second base. So the Indians go three up, three down, and this fast-moving game will go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians still trail by one.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, here we go. What do we got down there way out in left field? Is that the girls' softball, Bobby, or is that boys out there?
Where you at, brother?
Straight out, through the fence. See them out there in the field? I got...
Way out there is the girls' softball.
Yeah, is that them out there playing? Or is
I can't we see anybody moving. But
so our girls playing San Henry at home?
Yeah.
We ain't got any updates. You get anything? Mm. We need an update on that.
That one is on, should be going on Sports Stream 2. I may try to listen in on that.
There you go. See if you can get us a score. So the Redskins coming up here in the bottom of the fifth. Going to go 6-7-8. Brookhart, Everman, and Sweeterman. First three batters. Facing the hard-throwing Daniel Patch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. Patchy right now is going 9, 10, 11 straight so far. He's retired. He's only given up one hit. They've stranded only one. There's a little blooper going to get over. Nice job by Bruiser Deuce. He reaches up and gets a little blooper line drive. It was looking like it could have been falling in for a hit, but no such luck. So out number one, and that's going to bring Clayton Everman to the plate.
How about it? The catcher, number 19, Clayton Everman.
Stay out there, 66. Don't let them get anything going. There's a strike. It's the outside edge. Look at all the goose eggs on that board out there, Bobby. We need a number. We need a crooked one, you know?
Amen, brother.
That one's a little high. 325 down the left field wall. 333 out in left center. 355 dead center. And that one is popped up. Going to be out of play. 333 in the alleys and 308. You can pull her down the old right field line. Somebody will hit that hotel sometime, won't they? No doubt about it.
Yeah. North wind, left-handed.
Batter. Yep, smoke one out there. There's a ground ball foul. Over to Coach Gass. Coach Gass with a two-hopper back to the pitcher. Two up, two down, or one up, one down so far here. One ball, two strikes to Everman.
I'll bet there's some home runs at the girls' game today.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's five ball. I don't think there's anything going on here.
Nope. Let's
see what's going on here.
He called him out.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Swung and a miss. All right, good.
The Reds did something today that's never been done in the history of baseball.
It's going to be good.
Yep.
Hit six home runs?
The first team in Major League Baseball that have hit six home runs, and their starting pitcher went six innings and gave up two runs.
There's a great bunt down the line, and Brock's going to let it go foul. Man, that thing hugged the white stripe for 40 feet. Finally popped over foul.
14-11, Reds lose.
So they did score a couple runs in the 10th.
Yeah, body was up in tying run.
Really?
Yep.
So I just got a score from Fort Recovery. I think they're going in the bottom of the sixth. I didn't catch the inning, but it's getting later there. Indians are down 6-3.
Indians are down 6-3 against San Henry. I'll be dang. Come on, girls. There's a ground ball heading over towards first base. Kendrick comes up and it flips over to Daniel Patch.
Nice job, Daniel.
And a nice job by Daniel to come over and make the play. That'll go down 3-1 in the book. Three up, three down again for Daniel Patch. And we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Indians need a run, folks. It's the Riders.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here at the Wally Post Athletic Complex. Indians trail 1-0. It's 2-3-4. Kobe Wendell, Remy Will, and Kendrick Wendell. Kobe's had the two best swings the Indians have had at it today. A base hit to left, and he flew out to right field. Center fielder Kobe Wendell, senior. Against Ryan Uhlenhage. Uhlenhage's been fantastic so far. He throws hard, but he drops down. He has a couple different angles of his pitches. He'll wing one side arm, and when he comes over the top of that heater, and Alpos is sitting here, and he's low 90s. So this kid can pitch, and he's throwing the ball for strikes. So 1-1. Swing and a miss. Ball two strikes. And if you look at Daniel Patch, Patchy's gave up one run on a strikeout with a pass ball. And then he threw it in the right field. The kid went to third. And then he had to bring the infield in. It was a hard hit ball, but if Ryan Post is playing where he should be instead of having to pay him, he'd have a no-hitter going right now, and his score would still be 0-0. Here's a 2-2. There's a little curve.
Great fair.
Just foul. Nice play by the catcher, letting that go foul.
Just got update from Fort Recovery. Chloe Grizzy just hit her first home run, a two-run home run with Brenna on base, so it's 6-5.
All right.
And I didn't catch the inning yet, but their Indians are doing what they need to do is hitting the ball, so get about four more runs this inning, we hope.
Here's a 2-2 to Kobe. Just a bit low. Full count. Boy, we'd like to get that leadoff guy on here with the meat of our order coming up. Telephone.
What is the deal with my phone?
People need you, brother. And the full count pitch. Low, ball four. Nice job, Kobe. And the Indians with a leadoff base on balls. And here's Riley. It's a sign from Coach Kalp over there at third base. Coach Feely at first. Time is called, and is that Coach Gass? I don't think that's good. Yeah, he's going out to talk to his right-hander and make sure everybody's on the same page. Indian baseball here on Fort Recovery Radio. We're back at it again Monday night. No, we don't play Monday. Tuesday night, Coldwater.
It's on the green.
Coldwater, we got Cavaliers at home. It's supposed to be a tad bit warmer, my friend.
Oh, man.
70.
Supposed to be about 80 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Good popcorn.
Great popcorn.
I got to tell you, folks, the Henry makes good seats.
They do. I agree with you.
They got her burnt just perfect.
Big bag, too. That's it. Plenty of dollar. Good dollar. How was the pizza, Al?
Not bad.
Not bad. All right, so here's Riley. Riley needs to stay hot. He walked his last time up, struck out swinging. Throw over, Kobe steps back. What are we doing here?
Gotta
move him over. Yeah. I kind of agree with you.
Gotta move him over.
Kendrick and Brock. Indians need one to get even. There he squares around and misses the bunt. That's a strike. Come on, Riley. Keep your head on it, kid. Keep your head on it.
Boy, it was just a little high on that one. He had his bat right on it, but
Sorry about that, folks. Got double nine. There's a good bunt. Yolenhake fields it. Runner moves on to second. Nice job, Riley Will. He does his job. Gets that runner in scoring position.
Come on, Kendrick.
Sacrifice 1-3 for the first out of the inning. Kobe goes to second. Here's Kendrick, cleanup hitter. Kendrick has struck out twice swinging. Kendrick's got that big swing. He's got to shorten it up a little bit, make contact. But he could also give the Indians a 2-1 lead with this pop. That's a ripped into center field. Nobody's going to get that one.
Yes.
Off the fence. Kobe's going to score easy. Kendrick's going into second. The big man with a double, and we're knotted up at one. Kendrick Wendell with a huge double off the fence in center field. And Cowboy, we just talked about getting it squared up, making contact.
Get them on, get them over.
And that was a no doubt nobody was going to get that one. And now the Indians are in business. It's knotted up at one. Come on, Brock, stay hot.
Looks like we're going to have a pinch runner, Bob.
Yeah, Jerry's going over and talk and see who we're going to run out there.
Probably a good idea. We got several.
Derek Lochtefeld's going to come in. He's going to run.
I was going to say we have Riggs, Lochtefeld, and Christian Jones that can all get in there. They're
Kendrick,
quick.
Good job, my friend.
Big hit.
Yeah.
It's huge.
All right, so here we go, folks. It's now 1-1. And now the pressure's on the Redskins to play some good defense. I'd like to see a pass ball right here, get him over to third. Here's Brock.
That?
Brock has struck out swinging and grounded out to second on a hard hit ball. Yolenhake, that ball's inside, ball one. Lochtefeld at second, the leading run. We're in the top of the sixth, it's 1-1. Landon Post on deck. And the 1-0. That's outside, 2-0. And you can hear the Indian dugout there fired up right
now.
Yeah,
we got a little chirping going on in there.
Brock Dews has just had a heck of a season for Coach Cal, playing third base, pitching, and also swinging that bat. Here's the pitch. Popped it straight up.
It's coming right at you, Spencey.
Spencey, good hustle.
That blew back in. That was straight above our head and blew back into the field.
5 feet.
Yeah.
How close is when we Al never even got up. Two balls and a strike.
Oh, sure, that was going to land over here on the dugout. Went back in play. Everman over there making a diving effort
for it,
too.
Heck of an effort by the catcher. Here's a 2-1 to Brock. Popped up. That's over our head. 2-2.
Hang in there, Six. Hang in there.
Doozy's on it. Post on deck, and Dylan Evers like to love to swing a bat this inning.
Yeah, if we can put three more to play, that means a run, don't you think?
I think I like our chances.
I do, too. Come on.
Yolenhake gets a sign from Everman, his catcher, and the 2-2 pitch. That's high cheese. Full count.
Just that runner at second, you know, it's enough to mess up the pitcher's rhythm and everything. And
come on, Brock. Come on, kid. Base hit here now, kid. Full count. One out. Runner at second. End the pitch. Grounded up the middle. Nice play by Yolenhake. He gets the out as Lochtefeld goes on to third. That ball was hit hard. Nice job by Yolenhake fielding his position. Just the way you're supposed to do it. And now, with the leading run over 90 feet away, here's Landon Post. And now the pressure's on that catcher.
Come on, Landon.
Landon should be ready for a lot of fastballs. I can't imagine throwing a curve in the dirt here.
No, not a good time for that. Good time for the Indians, though.
Landon has walked and grounded out. That's outside, ball one.
Update from the fort.
Come on.
Indians scored 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth, going to the top of the sixth, tied at 6 runs apiece.
Indians tire up here, too, isn't it?
Well,
top of the sixth.
Swinging a miss, good pitch, just at the knees. Good cut by the second baseman, Post. 1-1, Indians got a run here in the sixth inning and have a runner at third base. They need a big hit. And a pitch. Pop. Straight back. Out of play.
Landon hanging in there.
Yeah. Ball 2 strikes to the sophomore, second baseman. Dylan Evers on deck.
You're exactly right.
You know what we need? About a 10-inning game. Sit out here like for about an extra 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
And the pitch. Grounded up the middle.
Good hop for the second baseman. Throws over, and it gets in. Nice play by Yulnick coming back. In the inning, though, the Indians get a run. They leave a run, runner, and after five and a half, 1-1.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Check out their steak prices. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.99 a pound. And T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound. Bulk or patties, all no limit. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. And packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And don't forget the charcoal and wood chips. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies. Chips, soft drinks, beer, and wine. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
All right, we're back here at Wally Post Athletic Complex, and it is 1-1 as the Indians get a run on the top of the sixth inning on a double by Kendrick Wendell, a one-hopper off the 355 sign out there in center field. And now it's Patchy. He's been great so far, folks, and he's coming off a great game against New Knoxville, and he's got another one going here today, Cappy.
Yeah, he's been tough, and I think he's got, what, 12 straight, 11 straight?
Yeah, yep. But he's got 8-9-1, and it's Seth Heikamp. We walked in with Seth's pet dad here. We come into the complex today. And it's Todd Euler, DeHaan, and Sean Frank.
Oh, is that right? This is Hondo's boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect sense.
And the pitch. That's a strike. Patchy just looks comfortable up there.
Yeah, you know what? His curveball in that one inning when you was over there watching track, he had it twice. He came across and just froze him for strikeouts. It was great.
Just a little low, 1-1. Number 9 hitter, Heikamp, for Mike Gast and the San Henry Redskins. Looks like some close games here with the Redskins today. The girl has a swing and a miss. The girls with a big three spot in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they've tied up the Redskins over there at Fort in the softball 6-6. That game is on Sports Stream 2, so you have to go in there. That's not on the iTunes app, but it is on. Ooh, just misses. 2-2. For recoveryradio.com. 2-2, nobody out. Bottom of six, and the pitch. That's foul. That's over on the track. Hope nobody's over there. Hit the pole vaulter.
Hit that almost to the 50-yard line out there on the track.
He did. He hooked it.
Yeah. Looked a great shot.
Yep. Here's the 2-2. Curveball. Nice job. Nice job. Tagged him out. That's a K for Patchy. Good curve. Had him way out in front. One up, one down here in the sixth, and here is Tyler DeHaan, the leadoff hitter. Tyler struck out and scored on a fastball in the first inning, and it was a tough one. But we controlled him since, and he grounded out the other time up. One out. Swinger scores the bunt, takes low for a ball.
I think the wind's starting to die now.
Yeah, I think it is. It's only right at 62 miles an hour. Major camera.
Very good camera. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Is that Kimmy?
Yep, that's Kim.
That's Kim. There's bunted back to Patchy. Good job. Feels it. Flips her over to Kendrick. Two up, two down. 1-3 if you're scoring at home. And if you're scoring at home, you're a loser.
Is there a mean thing to say?
Ryan Yulnick on deck. Not bad. He is grounded out and flew out.
Sorry, Grandpa.
Whoops. in the pitch. That's a hot Apache still throwing her hard. Wind's changed direction a little bit, kind of. Well, maybe not.
Yeah, still blowing straight out.
That's a little high, 1-1.
Nobody's hit the dinger yet. Well, why'd I say that?
Oh, you moron.
Somebody hit me.
Yep. Mariachis today, huh? Tonight?
Right now, I got double cinnamons.
Yeah, and I'm asking you questions?
Yeah. And, no, it's all good, but I'm burning up inside.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Stick some of them in my schnoz around my nose. My nose is cold. Toes.
You could get a full cinnamon disc up that, baby.
I got big schnoz.
I could get two of them. Let me show you.
Swing and a miss. Daniel Patch, nice job, buddy. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no one left. Six in the books. It's 1-1.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, so Calpy, everybody's dying to know. My phone's been blown up all day. How did Easter go?
Oh, no eggs. It's too late. Yeah, we didn't do it. First time in 33 years.
That's the only reason you went.
Yeah, I know. First thing I looked for, I said, where's the eggs? It's too late. It's not Easter anymore.
Nope.
All right, here we go. Dylan Evers is going to lead us off the top of the seventh. He 1-1 count here. He'll be followed by number 66, Daniel Patch, and Troy Homan, first three batters. There's a ground ball over to the third baseman, Candy Hop. Throws one in the dirt, and first baseman comes up with it. Wow, lucky play right there. And I thought we had a chance when I knew it was going in the dirt. So Dylan goes down 5-3. I don't know why you gave the book back. You scored us around that last inning. We're setting up for the lights coming on. And
if the lights come on, I'll be a long way away from here. Tim, you got graduation coming up.
Patchy steps in there, takes
the first pitch
low for a ball.
I didn't know it was RSVP.
That one gets passed. The catcher. Two balls, no strikes.
Legion? That's where the other one was.
You run the Legion for graduation?
There are about 10,000 people coming.
Wedding meal?
We having a wedding meal?
Yeah.
What?
I got to put a stamp on it so it came back.
That one's outside. Ball three. Come on, Patchy. Get on there, babe.
I'm fine.
Troy, bring you around.
Patchy's going to hit one out of here on 3-0.
Green the green line. Here it comes. He's taking all the way, and that's high and inside.
Come on, Troy.
Now the Indians with the go-ahead run on here in the top of the seventh inning.
Let's go, Troy.
Fourth walk given up by Yulenek, and that's going to bring Troy Homan to the plate. Coach Capshaw going to come in. And
that's got to be Riggs, don't it?
Yep. Number 12, Riggs Toby, freezing to death. Short sleeve shirts.
Riggs even looks cold. There's no way he can run.
Riggs going out to first.
Patchy. I hope he gets a good chance to prove you really, really
Patchy's
wrong.
Patchy's saying, dude, you're freezing. You can't run.
You ain't
freezing.
Got no sleeves. You ain't got none. His pet's heads are falling off. You absolutely got to bunt this guy over with Ryan Post coming on.
Yes, absolutely. You've got to bunt Troy, and I think that's what Coach Galps is telling him.
Yep.
He said, somehow, some way, you have got to get that runner to second base, my friend.
I'll tell you what, I seen that kid at third throw it over. I wouldn't mind seeing him get one down third baseline. Let that kid make a play.
I don't argue that. Bobby, here comes the pitch. He tries to bunt, and he punts it back to the screen.
Good try, Troy.
Third baseman charging all the way.
I lost my
puffer
rubber thing again.
Well, that should be laying somewhere out in left field.
Yeah, I don't see it. We've lost a couple of them this year.
Down there. Oh, there it is.
Nobody's going to get that.
On the other side of the fence?
Yep. Oh. Come on, Troy. Quick throw back over.
No, not even close. Yeah,
Sandry thinks they had him. Not even close. Riggsy back in there. Riggsy's dirty now.
He's dirty and he's froze. That made me lose some up a little bit.
He's a frozen dirt cube. Here comes the pitch. Troy pulls back on it. Man, Riggs got to be careful down there, the young freshman. Got to make sure that ball gets put in play before he takes off. And if he does decide to take off, he better put the hammer down.
Riggs got good wheels.
Yeah. Here comes the 1-1. Squares the bunt again, bunts it foul.
What do you do?
I think he's going to bunt him again.
Keep him on?
He's done it before. We'll see what happens. Jerry not even going through the signs. I think when that conversation came up, it's like, you are either going to strike out or you're going to bunt.
Well, I think Riggs at first and Troy at the plate.
So we'll see what happens.
Two freshmen. Let's go, guys.
Here comes the play. He's swinging all the way, and that one's low. Ball two. Stealing. Big Al thinking steal. Yeah, I don't have any troubles with that. Give him a shot.
No, you can't take the bat out of Ryan's
hand. Yeah, I don't argue that either. Swing and a miss. Got him. Throw back over to first, and he's back in time. Maybe now he's stealing.
No.
Huh?
You got to give this kid a chance to hit it out.
I know, but I'd like to see him have him on second.
No. He can score from a gapper. Come on, 1-3. Come on, kid.
Ryan Post steps back in there. Throw back over. Riggs now with helmet dug in dirt. See him over there. Took a dozer right in there.
Come on, 1-3. Come on, 1-3.
Come on, Ryan. One time. Lining.
Oh, good.
Oh, man.
God.
Just missed it.
He's burp.
No, I think that was just my belly saying I'm hungry. I didn't burp.
Oh, it was a belly?
Yeah, it was a rumbler.
Not bad.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
That was a good rumble, though. I felt it.
I'm on 3-1-3.
Here comes the 0-1. Curveball down. There goes the runner. He's heading down to second, and he's in there.
All right. Come on.
He called that a strike?
He called that a strike.
What? No.
He was in the dirt.
How could he call that a strike?
You get that on tape?
Come on. Now it's 0-2. Ryan got to protect. He's got to go ahead run at second base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on high. Cheese. So the Indians go down here in the seventh inning. We get a runner over to second. Can't get him in. And we'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Tied 1-1.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the seventh inning. Quite the scoreboard out there. The Indians, one run on one hit. And the Redskins, one run on two hits. Number five. I take that back. We got the two hits.
Yeah.
3-4-5.
So Patsy back out there, going to face. 3-4-5 is right. Yulene Kunkler and Buescher. First pitch in there for a strike. Patsy's been stellar so far. He's given up one run. He's got one hit. They've only stranded one runner. He struck out nine. He's walked nobody. Curveball stays up for him in the zone. Yulenek had a base hit first time up, drove in the Redskins' only run, and he struck out swinging his last time up.
Action in the St. Henry bullpen.
That's hit pretty hard, out towards right center field. Troy Boy going back, and Troy's going to make a play.
That way, Troy.
Troy Boy got on his horses, and man, he's out there at the warning track, I'd say. And
yep.
Long fly ball, but it's just an out.
Troy's a nice right fielder. He's over there. You don't feel like he's circling the bay and wagons out there. He just
got faith in him, yeah?
Yeah.
Got faith in him.
Indians have scored a couple at Fort Recovery in the softball game. It's 9-8.
9-8.
Not sure where we are in the game. But
come on, Indians. Pull her out. Pull her out.
You know, if we get JB to stand right behind us, you know.
Right behind me. Look at him. Swing and a miss right there. Patsy bringing the heat. One away here. Bottom of the seventh inning. Looking at extra innings here. We need to get out of this bottom. That one's popped straight up in the air. Patsy's going to come in and try to make a play, and it's going to fall for a base hit. Patsy came in too far. The ball was blown. He spun around, and at that point, we knew it was going to fall. So the second hit falls about 25 feet away from home plate, and that baby was a mile high. Swirling around.
I don't believe you can give out a hit. That's an E1.
I'm going to go with the scoreboard. They gave him a hit.
They did.
I don't argue the fact that he should have caught the ball, but I don't think he touched it. So now, runner at first, one out. He bunts it foul down the first baseline. Indians looking to hang on here. Winning run at first base. One out here, bottom of the seventh. Buescher, your batter. Brookhart on deck. Sean Bunn again. Going to pull back. This time it's a ball. One ball, one strike.
We always have games like this against St. Henry. Damnest thing I've ever seen.
Great games. My knees are stiff. Come on, Daniel. Here comes a 1-1. Throw over to first. Last time we did that, and he had a guy on first. He threw it out over the fence, and he made it to third. We don't need that happening.
Well, I don't know what that was. That was kind of a weird
pitch. I don't know if Kendrick, if he felt like Kendrick wasn't ready or what the case was. I don't know. Sean Bunn again. That was taken for a strike.
Blue didn't like that, or the Redskins didn't like that one. Thought that was a little low.
Well, he didn't pull his bat back, did he? Or did he pull it back?
Yeah, he pulled
it
back.
Did he pull it back? Here comes a 1-2.
Come on, Patsy.
Showing Bunn again. This one he bunts. It's in the air, and it's going to be fair. Patsy's going to get it up, and he's going to throw it to Kendrick for the out.
Nice piece of button there.
So he did it with two strikes. He'll go down as a sacrifice. Out number two. Winning run now at second base, and Bryce Brookhart, the batter. Bryce grounded out to Bruiser Deuce first time up, and he popped up to Bruiser Deuce second time up.
Knock it down.
Yeah, infield's going to keep this baby in the infield. Make him get two hits here to score a run for sure. Brookhart steps in there. Patsy now looks. Swing and a miss. we can get out of this jam, Indians going to have 2-3-4 coming up. Nice pitch right there. The outside edge for a strike.
Over at Fort Recovery, the Sophie Pearson stepping in to start the bottom of the seventh. Indians down a run.
All right. Here we go. Here comes the 0-2. That one's going to be low for a ball. Gets a squirts away from Riley, but not far enough for the runner to advance.
Hey, you getting that popcorn left?
Yeah. No,
she's gone.
Sorry. My bad. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice job by Patchy. He's fired up, coming off that mound. And now we go to extras on a cold, chilly Thursday evening in St. Henry.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Here we go. Extra inning time. Top of the eighth inning. All knotted at one. It's going to be 2-3-4 here for Fort Recovery. Kobe Wendell, Riley Will, and Kendrick Wendell. First three batters here. Come on. Facing a new pitcher in Mr. Dehan. Tyler Dehan coming in relief for Ulenick. Ulenick struck out. Let's see, he struck out 10 also. Both starting pitchers with 10 strikeouts. That pitch is outside for a ball. And he's looking to get him on here. Leadoff man, that would be great. Ooh, Kobe with a great rip there. Just
see who the pitcher is for?
Dehan.
Dehan, okay.
Come on, Kobe, get on there. Anyway, anyhow. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Curveball swings and chases at a curveball and hangs out there way out in front. So Kobe goes down swinging for strikeout number one for Dehan and out number one for the purple and white. That's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. Riley had a sacrifice last time up. That one's low for a ball.
Defensive changes for St. Henry. Now pitching, number two, Tyler Dehan.
You'll make over to shortstop here. I think them guys just switched place. Riley with a big cut. Nothing to show for it.
Come on, Riley.
With one run on two hits. We go to the top of the eighth. That one's in the dirt. Two balls and a strike now to our catcher, Riley Will.
Nolan Schmitz.
Big cut again by Riley. Comes up empty again. Two balls, two strikes. That was his pitch, man. He went after it.
And that would have been way out there. He catches that right.
Here comes the 2-2.
rung him up on strike three.
Go, Kendrick.
Two up, two down. Give St. Henry 12 strikeouts in the ballgame now.
First baseman, number 20, Kendrick.
So big Kendrick steps into play. Kendrick with a double his last time up, drove in the Indians' only run.
Get on, and Brock will get him in, or the pinch runner if we use one.
Takes his first pitch and takes a big cut at it. Fouls her back into the stands. Kendrick one for three. He's got one of the two hits. Kobe Wendell with the other. Kendrick steps back in. That's a curveball. It's high and outside. One ball, one strike. Heck of a ball game. The only thing that would be better if it'd be about 70. There's a fastball right across the heart of the plate. One ball, two strikes now to the junior first baseman, Kendrick Wendell. Come on, Kendrick. Curveball, he waits on it, he lines it up the middle. Second baseman coming over, and we're going to make the play and gets him by a step or two. So we'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Still knotted at one.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have to help save you money. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and in their deli, they have Eckrich bologna for just $1.99 a pound, sliced to order. And Cooper Farms honey roasted and smoked turkey are just $5.99 a pound, sliced to order. Smart Ones TV dinners are only $2.79 each. And if you need a great meal in a hurry, just head back to their deli. They have specials ready to go every day, like meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, and even ribs on Thursday. Head to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the bottom of the eighth inning. It's going to be 7-8-9, Everman, Sweeterman, and Heitkamp. First three batters here for the St. Henry Redskins. Daniel Patch back out there on the mound for his eighth inning of work. Young man's thrown a stellar game. One run on two hits. Sure would like to have that initial first inning back where the guy...
Yeah.
The guy that actually scored a run for St. Henry struck out.
The catcher, number 19, Clayton Everman.
First pitch high for ball one.
Stay tough, Daniel.
That pitch hits the outside edge for a strike. One ball, one strike now. To the leadoff guy, Clayton Everman. Batting in the seventh hole in the bottom of the eighth. That one swung on and hit out towards Troy Holman. Troy Holman going to make about three steps in. Makes a nice catch out there. One up, one down. That's going to bring Caden Sweeterman to the plate. Looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here. Yulnick, number 15.
There's a number 15, Ethan
Mullenkamp. Ethan Mullenkamp. There we go. So Ethan Mullenkamp going to step in there.
Who's he batting for?
He's batting for Caden Sweeterman. Patchy with the ball. He's up there on the old bump. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the eighth, knotted at one. Swing and a miss by Mullenkamp.
Go, Daniel, stay tough.
Patrick gets the ball, steps back out on the mound, swing and miss on strike two. If I could go out there and tell Patrick what to throw, I'd tell him a fastball right now. Here it comes, fastball again. He takes that one, and it's going to be must be a little outside for ball one.
Pretty good from here, but we're off to the side. We can't see straight on it.
Here comes a 1-2. Check swing, and he got him. Got him on the check swing. So strikeout number 11 for Daniel Patch. Out number two in the bottom of the eighth. Patchy's still in control here in the eighth inning.
Number nine, Seth Heitkamp.
So Seth Heitkamp steps in there. 0 for 2 in this ballgame. Grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. And then struck out swinging his last time up. Takes a swing at the first pitch. Gets a piece of it. Fouls her back to the screen. Heck of a ball game here on a Thursday night.
Yep. Sun's out now.
Breezy. Chilly Thursday night. That pitch is strike on the black on the outside edge. Nice positioning by Daniel Patch.
That was nice.
Gets way in front here, 0-2. Here comes the Uncle Charlie. Big Al, you agree with the Uncle Charlie? The old deuce, he says. Don't argue that. Threw some high cheese. He didn't chase after it. What'll be in Big Al now?
Let's go, Daniel.
Here comes a 1-2. That one swung on and popped up out towards right field. Troy Homan comes in, and he's going to make the play. So three up, three down again for Daniel. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Still knotted at one.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, here we go. Spence, you got my mic on? Now my mic is on. I can hear myself talk.
I just had the headset down.
All right, here we go. But top of the...
The B&D commercial comes through pretty loud, so I turned that down a little bit.
Oh, I love that commercial.
It is a good commercial.
Top of the ninth, 1-1 here. Indians going to come to the plate with Brock Deuce, Landon Post, and Dylan Evers, first three batters. Nobody warming up in the Indian bullpen that we can see. Swing and a miss. Pulled the old string on him and Deucey way out in front.
Come on, Brock.
Good eye right there. Stays off that curveball. Two balls, two strikes. Number three, Landon Post on deck. Two-two gets a piece of it. Hangs in there with him. We are going to have to call time here before too long because we need a pee break.
We can.
I don't want to leave my seat because I got her all warmed up. That one's high, ball three. Come on, Deucey. Come on, Deucey. Get that leadoff guy on here. Come on, baby.
Here we go.
Here comes a payoff pitch. That is ripped foul.
ball down the left field line. He got all of her, folks.
Yes, he did.
Hit her hard and pulled her about 10 feet foul.
Yep. Started off going probably fair, but it was hooking, slicing.
Hooking.
Yep.
Hooking. Come on, Brock. Step back in there. He's going to throw this one in the dirt. I can feel it. Here comes the payoff pitch again. That one's nubbed back up towards the shortstop. Shortstop picks it up. He's going to fire over to first, and he gets him. Lucy did everything he could trying to get on base, and he'll go down 6-3 in the book, out number one, and that's going to bring Landon Post to the plate. Landon 0-for so far in this ball game. He reached on a base on balls in the second inning.
I think the first baseman's switching gloves.
Redskins having glove troubles today. Catcher got a new mitt. First baseman got a new mitt. I'm wearing hand lice gloves. Bubba called them hand lice. He said, Spencer's got the hand lice. That one gets past the catcher. I'm hoping he's lying to me.
I probably haven't worn those this year yet, so that'd have to be some pretty hardy lice to make it through 2 years.
Well, one guy's probably going to get them. Come on, Posty. One ball, no strikes. That one is pulled over Coach Kopp's head. Bow.
He ripped it.
Let's go, Landon. Go, Landon.
That pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, one strike, one out. Landon Post, your batter. Dylan Evers on deck. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. Third baseman bobbles it once, comes up, fires over to first, and gets him by half a step.
Let's go, Dylan.
So two up, two down here in the top of the ninth inning, and that's going to bring Dylan Evers to the plate. Dylan reached on a fielder's choice his first time up, flew out to the right fielder last time up, and then grounded out to the third baseman.
Let's go, Dylan!
Number 28. Takes first pitch low for a ball. Heck of a ball game here, folks. Cutting into my supper time, 6:48 on the old B&D watch. That one's high. Oh, my goodness. He calls that a strike.
Dylan's tall, but he ain't that tall.
Yeah, that wasn't. Wasn't a strike. That one, he takes a rip out and pops him way up towards the second baseman. Second baseman going to make a play on it, and he does. So three up, three down here in the top of the ninth inning. We go to the bottom, all knotted at one.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the bottom of the ninth inning, folks. Troy Homan going to take over for Daniel Panch. That closes the book for Panchy. He gave up really one unearned run on two hits. They stranded two. He struck out 11. So another great outing for Daniel Panch. Looks like we got Bo Tin coming in at third base. Looks like Brock went to second. Or no, Brock went to short, and Ryan Post is out in right field now. Everything else is the same. So Bo came in for Daniel Panch. Troy Homan is going to step on top of the hill here, and he's going to start us out here facing a leadoff man, Tyler Dehan. So big shoes here for our freshman number 11, Troy Homan. One ball, no strikes to lead the inning off. That pitch is outside. Gets past Riley. Two balls, no strikes now. They're looking to get a runner on any way they can. So he's going to be waiting for a strike. And that one's a little bit high.
Didn't look too bad.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. If that was across the plate, that should have been a strike. Here comes the 3-0. There's a strike at the knees. Keep working, Troy. Keep working.
Yep. I'm guessing he's going to be taking this pitch, too. But
probably. Shane Frank on deck.
Yeah, leadoff hitter. Maybe they're going to give him the green light, but I'd say he's taken.
He's going to try to get on. Steve Reich, too. So Troy working his way back here.
Here we go. Troy was just messing with him.
I don't know. I want a strike here. Make it a strike. Yep. Make him hit it. Make him put it in play. Make him reach forward, do something. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen.
Let's go, Troy.
Come on, defense. Help him out here. Here comes the payoff again. And he gave him a walk.
I think
so. The leadoff guy is on a base on balls. St. Henry's first walk of the game comes in the bottom of the ninth. And I'm telling you, there was two pitches in that in that series. One that could have been a called strike for sure, and that last one is right there.
Yeah, I think that was at least as good a pitch as they called.
Gosh dang it.
That called second strike, I think, on Ryan a couple innings ago. But
Coach Kapp going to go out and talk to his young pitcher and come up with a little strategy here. He's got his infielders pulled in. I think, you know, at this point, we're going to be ready for anything. They could do a delayed steal. They could do
all kinds of things.
Lord only knows.
It's getting about that time where you do something to get to win the game.
Well, I think the umpire gave him a base on balls. You don't know my opinion on it, but it means nothing. That was not consistent with the other strikes that he's called in this ball game.
Yeah, it may have been outside. I don't know. It's hard to tell from this angle, but it sure looked really good to me.
Catcher's mitt didn't move much, so now with a runner on first, nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth, Shane Frank steps to the plate. He's going to try to move him over. Quick throw over to first from Troy.
Problems tomorrow night, so there's no softball or baseball this weekend.
No games. Last game of the week.
Yeah, I think they said it was
going to
rain all day Saturday
anyways. Supposed to be a wet one on Saturday? Another quick throw over to first.
Well, if it's going to rain all day, that means we should be playing at Rushi, because that's how it usually goes. We go down there and it just rains. We sit through a doubleheader.
but we're at least we're inside.
Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner, and he's going to make it to second base. So the winning run now, 180 feet away.
And nobody out.
Nobody out. And you got a hunch this young man's going to still try to bunt.
Yeah.
We got Boten playing third base this inning. He's playing behind the bag. This is going to be a... He's going to cover the bag. And Troy's got to cover the third base side here on a bunt. He squares the bunt, lays it down foul.
So two strikes on him. Is he still going to maybe try to bunt?
I don't know. I'm not sure the runner, the pinch runner out there is... It's not a pinch runner? No, oh, it is. This is a D-hand. Okay. No balls, two strikes to Shane Frank.
Troy's looking back there, and now we're coming to the plate, it looks like.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice job by Troy Holman. No, he's out. He's out. He's out.
And so the ball drop, the runner takes off for first.
So this is what happens here. We have a strikeout. I thought that...
Yeah, it looks like the...
Now what's going on?
The umpire says that's okay. So
here's what happens. Coach Kopp is going to call time, and he's going to talk to the umpire and talk to these guys because it's kind of a crazy play. Troy strikes the batter out. The ball must have got away from Riley. I didn't see it do much. If it hit the dirt, whatever. Anyhow, the batter decides to take off and go to first. Kendrick's playing in for the bunt, playing inside, so he has to try to tag the guy. The tag guy gets past him, goes to first. The runner goes to third. So now we are at first and third, nobody out, and the Indians in trouble.
I thought that Kendrick tagged him.
No, Kendrick didn't get him at first. He didn't get him at first, but... Indians now in trouble. Have to go home here.
Still nobody out.
Nobody out.
Do we walk a guy to set up a force anywhere?
Yes, we do.
Yep.
So Yelenek gets walked.
Yep.
He goes to first. Shane Frank now over to second. Tyler Dehan at third. Two walks in the inning, one intentional.
It looks like we're moving the outfielders in.
We have to.
Yep.
We have to.
Basically going to be not very far off of the dirt out in every field.
Got to bring everybody in. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Troy Boy got to do some work out here on the mound with nobody out.
Yep.
Bases loaded. Bottom of the ninth. 1-1 ball game, folks. Here comes the pitch, and that is popped way straight up in the game. Troy's going to come over, and he's going to pop it in his glove and pop out.
That might have been able to work if he'd been in fair territory and then just pop it, flip it to Riley.
Well, if it was a fair territory, it would have been an infield fly.
Oh, yeah.
So he gets a break. He popped him straight up. He is ahead of him. No balls, two strikes. That one's a little low for a ball.
Come on, Troy.
Bases full. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. That's high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes.
Here, Troy.
Last thing I want to see is Troy walk this guy in.
Yeah, that won't work.
Last thing I want to see. My phone's going off again.
Man,
Riley Wills even complaining now. Riley Wills turning around, he's looking right where we wanted it, and he calls it a ball. Now it's 3-2.
Yep, here we go. Let's get him, Troy.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. So Troy gets the first out here. On a high cheese, he chased after it. Second strikeout, but only one out. So now, with one out, Evan Buescher comes to the plate.
Third base, number 3, Evan Buescher.
Infield playing in, got to come home. That one is popped straight up. Somebody make the play. Troy's going to make this one, and he does.
Now, all I have to do is get the batter.
Two outs. So crazy events going on in this ball game. We move the outfield back now.
Yep.
Defense goes back a little bit. We got two outs, and we've got Bryce Brookhart at the plate. Here comes the pitch. First pitch taken for a ball.
So what's Brookhart done so far today?
He's 0 for 3. Grounded out to the third baseman. He popped up to the third baseman, and he struck out swinging. That one's high for a ball. Come on, Troy. Still no place to put him. We got two outs. Settle down here.
Let's go, Troy.
Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Bottom of the ninth, bases loaded.
Make him hit it.
That one's high, ball 3. So now Troy's got work to do. Troy's got work to do. Finds himself in a hole.
3-0. I'm going to say there's a 100% chance he's taking this pitch. So
if there's anything more than 100%, he's still taking it. Here comes the pitch. There's a strike on the outside edge.
For that same pitch.
Got to have another strike here. Got to have another strike.
Here you go, Troy.
Winning run at third. Here comes the pitch. There's a strike. Strike 2. So Troy battles back here. All now right. It's 3-2. We need another strike, Troy. Come on, baby.
Yep, he did it last time.
Come on. This would be quite the turn of events if we can get this strike here. Come on. Here comes the pitch. Swing and gets a piece of it. Fouls it back to the screen.
Nice pitch, Troy. Let's go, guys. Go Indians.
Man, this was an exciting inning.
Yep. I'm okay with him striking him out or popping him up.
Here comes a payoff pitch again. That's ball 4. Troy just walked in the winning run. And that is how the game ends. What a freaking ball game, folks. We'll be back in a second to wrap things up. It was a heck of a game. Indians ball, 2-1.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back to wrap things up here at St. Henry Wally Post Athletic Complex. Indians fall 2-1 in the ninth inning tonight, folks. It was one of the best games I've seen all year. Played very well by both schools. And, you know, we had a great start by Daniel Patch. He pitched eight innings. He struck out 10. He walked nobody. He only gave up a hit. The run that was scored was unearned, and both runs that was scored was unearned, come to think of it. And both runs was scored by Tyler Dehan, the leadoff guy for St. Henry. He scored one in the first and one in the bottom of the ninth. They ended up only having one hit. They walked three times, all three times in the bottom of the ninth, one of them being intentional, and one of them that walked in the winning run. So for the Indians, son of a gun, we had only a couple of hits. We scored one run. We scored it in the sixth inning, to tie it up. Kendrick Wendell had a big double off the wall. He scored Kobe Wendell, and that was the game's lone run for the Indians. So the Indians now fall 2-2 in the MAC, and Redskins pick up their first win. They are now 1-4. So heck of a ball game here at St. Henry tonight, folks. We were glad to bring it to you. We want to thank all the sponsors and listeners for going at us.
Yep.
We'll be back on Tuesday night. Spencey, I know you want to go over some things, so I'm going to sign off. But for Dave Kalp, Bob Stogler, it was good to have you tonight. Yep. We'll see you Tuesday night at Fort Recovery against the Coldwater Cavaliers. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Dave. And as Dave was saying there, Tuesday is Coldwater Day. Softball is playing at Coldwater, and baseball hosts Coldwater. And, of course, the baseball game will be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And then Thursday, it's Minster, and softball is at Minster, and the boys host Minster, and obviously a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And Saturday, doubleheader at Rushi, and that those games will be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So that's the things coming up. And so as Dave was talking about there, Indians go down 2-1. And thanks a lot to Dave and Bob Stogler for bringing us the game. And we'll be back on Tuesday next week with the Coldwater game. Thanks for listening.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.